Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy TDI. Back at it again. Big shout out to my baby Denora. She was on the line before me. That's real. On the line before me. Alright. Today's topic, man, it's gonna be a little crazy. I really want to know the definition of snitch, man. Like, a lot of people was always talking about, oh, he's a snitch because he did this. Like, I don't know, man. I think they take the term snitch a little bit too far. I don't know. That's something we all want to get to the bottom of, though. But I'm going to get into this. You know, I got to set it off with DJ Joe, craziest DJ in the Bronx. Before I do that, man, we got to let this fucking guy get a word in, because he's the craziest motherfucker in the world. He's actually one of the craziest DJs in the Bronx, DJ Showcase.
Yo, I missed it. I completely missed anything, how you bring me in. I completely missed it. I'll thank you later, but I missed it. So I guess thank you. I guess I appreciate being considered. I mean, I guess it's a compliment, right? Being considered the craziest DJ in the world. Or in the Bronx, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man, I was about to get into the DJ June thing, but, you know, we got to give you your word of peace before we let any music go. Shout out to Calion, man. I just got to contact my man Calion. Cali, BX.
I missed everything else. I caught the tail end of your introduction. I feel like such a...
That's all right. You're always late, though, man. You're always late.
Okay, you know what? It wasn't that I was late. It was that I had things to do, and it got a little sticky. Anybody has a dog, a female dog, to be specific. Somebody come up with a fucking tampon or something that I don't gotta be chasing after this damn dog.
Don't be ruining.
But it's the truth. All the technology in the world, and I have to be chasing after this damn dog, chasing around spots, and I just missed my goddamn introduction because of this bullshit. Okay, next.
Sorry. Talk to him.
No, that's it. I'm sorry.
So can we get into the DJ Joe mix?
Yeah, get into it, because I got to wash my hands. Get into it.
Oh, nasty ass, baby.
Promise. Sorry, fans. Maybe a little bit. Maybe I want to apologize to the fans. Maybe I turned a couple stomachs, but it's the truth. It's a fact of life. I think it's just there's no invention there. They wanted to run around after whatever. Go ahead, get into the June shit.
Oh, we're having technical difficulties here, kid.
Oh, you see?
That's not DJ Joe.
What is that?
I don't know. See what happens when you get here late, man. You mess it up, man.
Who knows? It wasn't. Look, it's blaming on the dogs, man.
Nah, man, I like your dogs.
DJ Joe! Represent.
That was him.
That was him. So, congratulations.
All right, we got to rock there, kid.
Listen, we're like in like the 11th year already. We got to get this one out.
Yo, my bad. Shout out to DJ Joe. He's a Sofa Lounge, man. Anybody who's in the Bronx, Harlem, Queens, Brooklyn, go check out DJ Joe, man, at the Sofa Lounge. He's probably going to be DJing over there, man. But let's get into it, B. There's no time to be wasted.
DJ Joe represents the Book of Damn Bronx. Another exclusive remix.
Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulders off, nigga. I got you. Yeah. Feeling like a pimp, nigga. Go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies are pimps too. Go on, brush your shoulders off. Niggas are crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told you, kid. Turn up your shoulders. I probably owe it to y'all. Probably be locked by the force. Trying to hustle some things. That go with the Porsche. Feeling no remorse. Feeling like my hand was false. Middle finger to the law, nigga. Grip on my ball.
Like the way I be leaning, all the rappers be hating, off the track that I'm
kitchen with soda. I just whipped up a watch, trying to get me a Rover. Trying to stretch out the coca like a wrestler, yes sir. Keep the heck of the close, you know the smoke is protection. But like 52 cars went out, I'm through dealing now. 52 bars come out, now you feel them now. 52 cars roll out, remove feeling in case 52 bars come out. Now you chilling with a boss, bitch, cars, FC on the sleeve. At the 40-40 club, ESPN on the screen. I paid a rent for the team, plus the slippers is clean. No chrome on the wheels, I'm a grown up for real. Cheap, feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told your kid.
DJ Ju!
Shout out to my man Jay Sun, Lion Gorillas. Shout out to my man Tone. Shout out to Denora, my girl eating ice cream right now, stuff in her face.
Bad thing.
Can't blame her. It's like 90-10 degrees out there.
90-10. Okay, try like 10,000 degrees.
Something like that.
Almost
good though, man.
Twice. Almost passed your question, I'm all right.
Next your question, man.
Answer.
Last week, you told me about a situation where you saw a fight.
Whoa.
Out the window, like three people or 15 dudes.
I know where this is going.
Yeah,
the
you know.
Definition of snitch.
You made a call to the police. You made a call to the
police. Yeah, of course. I informed the police on a
Why did
brutal,
you inform the police? What we want to know.
It was a brutal beatdown. It was 3-on-15. It's, you know, that's... it's brutal. That's, come on. You can't tell me that 3-on-15 is a fair fight.
Not at all.
That's like bringing an M16 machine gun and the other guy has a 3-inch blade. I mean,
man.
You see, now, you said that when I said I was a snitch, that I wasn't being a snitch.
No.
So let's clarify.
Yeah,
snitch.
I don't think you.
Let's nobody.
A
let's
snitch, man, a snitch is somebody who does the dirt and breaks somebody, like, does the dirt, gets caught, and tells on somebody else.
That's
Are they doing the dirt too? Get them.
Exactly.
That's, I mean,
so you're saying a snitch is a person that they do the dirt and they do the dirt with somebody else and they're going to go down, so they're going to bring somebody else down with them.
Basically.
All right, so I see it the same way.
You know.
I see it the same way. So then it's the word snitch that I used yesterday wasn't a grammarly correct word. The word was, you know.
Nah, everybody take that term out of context, man. Like, you know, if you go to court, man, if you go to court and you point to somebody out, man, and you did the dirt with them, you snitching.
You rat.
Bottom line.
You rat.
Yeah, but if you got a neighbor who's Arab or any descent and he got explosives next door and you know about it, what you going to do? Wait till you blow your building up?
No, you got to be responsible. You got to be responsible. There's a thin line between being a snitch and being a responsible person. There's a very thin line. There's a written law. You know, exactly. If you have somebody next door to you cooking up the next Times Square bomb, and even, you know, you have to say something. You have to. I don't care if he's, you know, he could be your best friend or you could have went to school together. But you have to say something. Whether you say something to him or you say something to the authorities, you have to say something.
My thing is that people take this looking the other way thing a little too far, B.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. There's situations
yeah, like,
you look the other way. There's situations that you got to say something because if not, things can get out of hand. Things can go further than they need to go. You know, one-on-one
fight. I don't
know,
man. It's a catch-22. You got to know, I guess, you know what I mean, where to do
exactly.
It.
Exactly. You have to use your own judgment. You have to use judgment. A one-on-one fight, you call the cops, okay? That's a little – now you're being an idiot.
You're concerned. I mean, you know, you're a concerned neighbor or something.
A 15-on-3 problem. If your next door neighbor is selling weed to get his hustle on and getting his money and feeding his kids,
you mind your business.
You mind your business. Now, if he's next door cooking up the next nuclear bomb, now you got to move and you have to say something. You have to make that. You have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You have to. There's a thin line with people on the streets and normal people, everyday people, anybody in general. There's a thin line that you have to cross.
I got a question for you. I got a question for you. Somebody got murdered in Prospect. Double murder, let's say. Double homicide in Prospect. Boom. DJ Showcase. You had something to do with it. Matter of fact, you did it. You fit the description. It wasn't you, though. But you know who did it. Right? What do you do? Do you shut the fuck up and take 25 to life?
No. You see, there you... Hey, whoa.
Or do you rat your man out?
Okay, here...
That's what we want to... I want to hear people's response to that one right there, man.
Here's my response. If there's a murder, whatever, homicide, double homicide, wherever the case may be, and I know who did it, and they come after me, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to prove my innocence. My innocence. My innocence. I have to prove my innocence. As far as me saying, okay, I didn't do it, but I can tell you who did it. No. No, that's a line that I can't cross.
Right.
For me, it would be like, okay, yes, all right, some people would say, you know, go ahead and give them a call and let them know, shout them out before they put you in jail for 25. But you know what? I'm innocent, so let me prove my innocence. You got the wrong guy.
That's a tough one, man.
And that's what
you're
I could
right.
say.
I mean, the best way is to just...
The best
that's
place
the thing. What if you
own?
Can't prove your innocence, man? Like, yo, they know, they said it was you. They saw Showcase. They saw the truck. They saw Dutchess going in the truck with you.
I will.
How do you prove your innocence? Man, you wasn't there.
I will prove my innocence. I will prove my innocence and hope and pray to God somebody else comes around with further information and somebody else says something because I'm not going to not prove my innocence. I'm not going to prove my innocence by pointing fingers.
Wear a boxing glove, kid. Can't point with that.
Yeah, I'm not going to point. But then, you know, there's another situation. If the person's close to me, then, you know, maybe I might be persuaded to go an opposite way. But if it's just a random person, no. I'm going to prove my innocence first because I need to prove my innocence.
So what if you know him? What if it's your cousin?
If my cousin was killed and I know who did it?
No. Oh, you're talking about the person, the victim.
If the victim.
I'm talking about the suspect. You know
the suspect.
If
I know the suspect and we're family like that, I'm going to tell him, look, you need to do the right thing. You need to look in yourself. Literally, you need to do the right thing.
You're right. I'm out of here.
What?
He's going to tell you, yeah, you're right. I need to do the right thing. I'm out of here.
Then he's gone. Let God deal with it. It's God's hand.
Damn, my nigga. That's 25 years. I mean, you know what? You know, I got to respect your judgment on that, though, man. I want people to call me and tell me, man, what would they do in that situation?
Thin line. Real thin line. Because who, you know, you could sit there and point fingers, and you're the one pointing fingers, and yeah, you convicted the felon or the murderer, whatever you want to call it. They come after you. Who's going to protect you? You got to protect yourself first. That's
the thing is, man, how could you live with yourself after that, man? Like, how could you go out like that and then live with yourself? You know what I'm saying? Like,
live what? After murder? After murdering a person?
No, I mean, after ratting on somebody. Like, you know, like, I don't understand the theory behind that, man. Like, you're not a man. You're not a man no more.
No, you're not. Now, the flip side of it, how about somebody, you know, let's say somebody bombed the subway. And you know who did it. And they put it on you. I'd say something then.
He's out of here.
He's out of here.
I'm pointing at that nigga with two fingers. Why? Because I got family to take the train. I got friends to take the train.
He's got the electric chair twice. I'm pointing. See, now the beef.
You know what? Another thing is that the justice system is making it easy for people to snitch, man. Like, when you got the truck running around your neighborhood with microphones saying, yo, look, $3,000 reward for the murder of such and such and such, $1,000 if you turn in your gun anonymously, no questions asked. It's a recession, man. People's out there. Huh?
That's not a snitch. A person turning in their gun.
My point is that, of course not, but I'm saying when the cops start making it easy for people, they're like, yo, you know what, man, we're going to charge this dude. We're going to start giving these people money to snitch, man. That's what they're doing, dude. That show, First 48, it cannot go off without somebody snitching.
Which one?
That show, the First 48.
Oh, the First 48. Yeah, you know what I like they do? They interview other people that are not involved. They have nothing to do with nothing.
They snitch too, right, Dan? This snitching thing is becoming an epidemic, man.
Again,
yo, what's up, man?
We're not like a rock in a hard place, because when do you determine snitching, or when do you determine doing the right thing? I guess it's like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop? The world would never
know. I don't eat those, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's a saying. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Why are you gonna get small? Are you disrespecting me? But
hey, yo,
you
man.
Know,
what's up? Yeah, man, you about to let me have it again.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? It's a debate that we can go on and on forever, and on and on forever. The simple being is,
I still want to hear people's input, man.
Some things you have to not change. Some things you have to put out there. Some things you have to. The next door neighbor selling a couple little dimes, or a couple little nicks, or a couple little whatever of this, leave him the fuck alone. Forget it. It's okay. Leave him alone. The next door neighbor selling bombs and heavy explosives. Okay, you gotta say something. You don't know. You don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. I mean, it goes everywhere. You know, the murderer that has went around a killing spree of all of New York and is killing everybody with blonde hair. And you know who it is. You have to say something.
David Berkowitz.
You have to. So, the word snitch, to me, is more of a. It's a street word. It's street slang.
But there's
a thick line. If you're doing dirt with somebody and your hands are just as dirty as this other guy's hands, then you're a nasty dude for trying to get less than what this dude's going to get. If your hands are just as dirty, you have no say. That's
it. It don't make you a lesser. It don't make you
it doesn't,
more of a man
because
you're
taller
than that.
It doesn't make you less time. It doesn't give you this. It doesn't give you this, that, and a third. It makes you, okay, things are not going right for me, so I'm going to go ahead and take on the whole world. No, your hands are just as dirty, brother. Just as
Yo,
dirty.
Yo, I got that new Dodge FX joint you sent me.
It's up. It's ready to go.
Dodge FX. How many people remember Dodge FX, kid?
But it's not Dodge FX.
Like,
it's not Dodge FX.
Who is it?
It says Dre.
Dre.
Yeah,
Dre,
Dre,
right?
Yeah, the Dre.
Like, all right, well, shout out to Dodge FX, man. That was a good click. They were popping.
But he's still doing his thing. I heard Scoop is the other one, and he's still doing his thing. But, you know, Dre's been keeping up with me. He's been sending me things, sending me different tracks at occasions. We've been in touch back and forth ever since, what was it, a couple years back that I did a show out there. I DJed for them in Orlando.
I remember that. That was like in 06. I remember that. You called me.
Yeah, about in 06. I DJed them for Orlando, you know what I'm saying? We stayed tight, stayed cool. To me, it was like I reached the pinnacle of my profession. You know what I'm saying? Because Dos Effects for me, being 32, was like I grew up with Dos Effects. I grew up with Bum Siggity, Bum Siggity. That was my jam.
My joint was to the A-bit, your A-bit don't stop.
Yep. And for me to be able to work with those guys, and for me to be able to stay in touch with those guys, that means a lot to me. It's like, okay, cool. That's what's up. You know, he's always blessing me with new tracks and loving it. He's doing a lot of remix tracks, but at the same time, he's coming out with his own joint. I got to get in touch with him, let me see, probably this week. Get him a call up the show, try to get him a call up the show next week, see how he's doing, see what's up, see what he got in the works. But it's hot. I like it. Still got the old school flavor. So go ahead, put it up.
All right, Monster.
Yeah, Monster Dre.
What's the name of that yo show? Introduce that, man.
The name of the joint is Making Moves, and it's a remix from I forgot who sung the original one. Shit. Forgot it. Anyway. But for me, this is the original. It's Making Moves by Monster Dre from Das Effects.
Let's do it.
Lisa Marie, CEO of HHH Magazine. I'm hanging out with TDI. Shouts out to the Bronx and Fort Apache.
I like that, John.
You like that, right?
Make it move,
who sang the original one?
I don't know.
I could have sworn it was the original. That's some bugging.
I don't know, man, but I'm getting a lot of love, B, on the Twitter, Facebook. Shout out to Lori.
What's going on?
Latin Pleasures and
you
all
know what?
That.
Listen, what happened with our little experiment last week?
Oh. Hold up. Shout out to Nina. checking in, showing a lot of love. She posted the craziest status last week on Facebook, B. I'm not even going to repeat that because, yeah, I'm not even going to repeat that, though. She's crazy.
Wait a minute. How are you just going to just come out?
I don't know. There's probably kids listening right now. They're not going to do that, though.
Kids. Like, they don't hear nothing worse on TV.
Nah, this is not something you hear on TV, man. But shouts to Nita, man. Shouts to the twins, Todd, Byron, you know what I mean? I'm real bad with names.
What happened to our experiment?
What, man? What experiment are you talking about?
The pokes.
What about poke?
Yeah, like how many people poked you this week?
Hey, yo. All right. Let's look at the pokes. No male pokes this week. Thank God. Hold up, man. We got a call up on the 860. 860, you on the line?
Holla, holla, what up, what up?
Going on, state your name, player.
Hey, yo, Hen Dogs, how do you spell Rizzats? It's Crit Atkins. Long with it, ass. What up?
What's going on, man? It's the Daily Dip. I'm over here with DJ Showcase.
Showcase, what up, man?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. What's the topic?
Snitches, man. You know, what's the definition of a snitch? Like, what's your definition of a snitch?
Of a snitch? Snitch is snitch. Snitch is a bitch.
A dude is beating a girl down in the street, and I call the cops. Am I a snitch?
You better beat his ass.
That's what I'm saying. Some people might not want to get their hands there. That's what the law is there for. That's what they might say, you know?
That's when you overlook the law right there.
Yeah, you know what? Kind of have to agree on that. Kind of have to agree on that.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
What's going on, though, man?
Shit, man. Chilling, man. Just hearing you out. No. Just finished eating, grubbing, and all that, man. Ain't nobody airing nobody out. Ain't nobody getting on blast.
Yeah, I mean, not yet. We're going to set it off.
You already heard the topic. The topic, it is what it is.
Snitches. Why? You know what snitch is there? You got a little situation you want to speak about? I mean, you know.
Nah, the situation's too global. I'm just saying the title is, "What up, Hen Dogs?" Motherfucker, how do you spell that though? Hen Dogs. You feel me? Like, it's crazy.
How do you spell Hen Dogs? You mean?
Yeah, that shit is crazy, man. Shouts to Butchie, man. Word.
Free Butchie, man.
Free Butchie, for real. Yo, TDI, man, I just had to air that out. 100,
man. Let's go, man. This weekend, B, let's do something.
Hell yeah, I'm going down and watch some motherfucking Yanks play. Before I do that, go knock on the door, bing, boom, and get twisted.
That's it. My confidence, you already know, man. You done blessed this crib in crazier ways than I have, nigga. That's a
word
nice story, though.
Word up. Part two, man. All right, man. Be easy. 100, y'all.
All right.
Okay, good looking out for the call.
Later.
Yeah, man. That's the cuzzo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the cuzzo, man. Yeah. What's up?
What's your cousin?
What's up?
What?
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 What's the matter with you? What the fuck are you whispering for?
I'm not whispering. Why are you not listening?
I don't hear you. You over there under your bed or something, man.
Nah, I was smoking a cigarette. I'm here.
Smoking
getting
a cigarette.
Getting the nicotine.
Man. Stop smoking,
yeah,
man. This is going up to $15, y'all.
Not for me.
Smoke a cigarette if you want.
Not for me.
Why? Because you go all the way uptight. You be cheating, yo.
No, how are they cheating? I have a car. That's official tissue.
You go all the way to, like, Baltimore to get cigarettes.
No, I don't go that far. I go right up to... Right through the throughway.
I suggest you don't say where you go, because if some political dude is listening to this, man, he's gonna probably go.
Yeah, exactly. I go through the throughway, somewhere through the throughway.
Do me a favor, okay. don't match the subject here.
And if I don't go to the throughway, I make a call to Florida, and you know.
See, there you go, man. You man.
What? $15 is a lot of goddamn money. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, it's a lot of money. And if I had to find my little loopholes, then shit, put me in jail for scheming on the cigarette tax, which for me is ridiculous.
Shouts to Lush.
Lush.
The Queen. I haven't spoken to her in like 15 years, but.
You know, you here's the funny part. In a couple more years, you're going to be doing it for Soda.
What you mean? What you talking about, man?
What you talking about, Willis? Soda. The soda tax.
Yeah, you know what? That's when Poland Springs sees all my money.
Lush.
Polish what?
That's when Poland Springs sees all my money.
Who's that? The water?
We just start drinking water. We're going to tax water?
Yeah, but you're just not going to drink soda no more? You're going to go to the store and not buy soda?
No,
you're just
going
to buy water? You're gonna
That's
be just
my word.
No caffeine. None.
Not then.
Okay. We'll see how.
Don't be mad, son. You're another soda head, too.
Yeah, and the soda's going to go up. The soda, the two
doesn't
feel,
man.
Like,
Showcase, the only dude who comes to my house to play PS3, bumps me off of my seat on my bed, sits by the window, opens the window, cracks a cigarette, bang, and a 16-ounce soda.
See, now you got me bent out of shape. I stopped cracking the window, and I stopped smoking in the room because I'm trying to cut back. Bang!
You know what? I have to apologize then.
Thank you.
Take that back.
Thank you.
Take that back. Congratulations.
Show the part. Listen, son, when you come at me, get your facts straight, please.
My bad. All right.
In fact, we take some pictures and we put them on Twitter so we could see, or Facebook or whatever, so we could see the happenstance and, you know, tell me what you mean. just a little bit. Just a little bit. Not too much. Just a little bit, you know? Oh.
Yeah, I think it's about the time to let some music go, man. My bad, I have to cut you off, but that's...
You know,
I don't smoke cigarettes, and I really don't care about cigarette tax going up.
Soda. You don't care about soda.
Right now, I do.
Yeah, right now you do. But when the tax goes up on soda, you know, it's a dangerous thing. Listen, it's a dangerous thing. We're letting
all dangerous is like cigarettes. Some cigarette commercials scare me, and I don't smoke.
Okay, but what I'm saying is not the cigarette part of it. You know what I'm saying? The tax part of it. They tax the cigarettes, they got away with it. They tax the soda, they're about to get away with that next. Next is going to be the tax of the toilet paper. What are you going to do, use leaves?
All right, man. Well, we're going to get back to that soon. We get off to this Bronx, Queens joint. We're going to Bronx to them Queens. This Bronx BX to Queens, man. PDI Charge B.
I have no education. That's okay. I know the street.
We try and get paper with XX the cream. The CDI stars, BXS the queen. Ready for the war, them best sex is mean. Act up and believe them, sex the scream.
We
like,
try to get paper with XX the cream. The CDI stars, BXS the queen. Ready for the war, them bet Texas mean. Act up and believe them, Texas green like.
I rep South Boogie, there with them cats is real. Yeah. Where any wrong corner turns to a battlefield. Lower that sound, you up the Castle Hill. Play funky, they won't hesitate to bat your grill. You heard the rapper that's doing this thing, it's me, probably. I'm Queensbound with SR to the B cards. I ride through your block in a mean Harley and squeeze bullets that's hotter than steam broccoli. Fair warning, he acting up that we blow him out. Fuck it, drop the gun, beat him down and just choke him out. Saw she grab his man, you bat him down and I poke him out. I ride my bike on a nigga till I see the spokes is out. Somebody hold him, I'm breaking his boy's bones. I'm a combination of Miguel Cotto and Roy Jones. You want drama, we leaving the mics out. And you James Tony and I'm leaving your lights out. Try and get paper with XX the cream. The CDI stars, BXS the queen. Ready for the war, them bet sex is mean. Act up and believe them, sex the scream.
We
like,
trying to get paper with XX the cream. The CDI stars, BXS the queen. Ready for the war, them bet sex is mean. Act up and believe them, sex the scream. Like, rep Q Burrow, the home of Rikers Allen. Niggas think it's sweet cause we got the nice and houses. The Coliseum got Nikes by the thousands. Yeah. Downstairs you can get icy with your outfit. Soon as you come upstairs, we burning you. Me, your head split, laid out by the terminal. 40 feet to the rock, shorties be on that block.
with the krills in the ass. Torpedoes to pop. We shoot cops and they shoot innocent black youth. Stomp you with these brand new ACG black boots. Baby, we that loose. Get your cat pills, that's real. Spit on you and ask your ass how that feel. I wear a Met tag, cause that's where I rep at. TDI, where the Yankees, where BX at. South Bronx, the South Side, Fordham, the farmer. Yeah. It's a jungle outside, go to war with the llamas.
We try and get paper with XX the cream. It's TDI, SARS, BX, yes, the queen. Ready for the war, them best sex is mean. Act up and believe them, text or scream. Like,
we trying to get paper with FX the cream. It's TDI, SARS, BX, yes, the queen. Ready for the war, them best sex is mean. Act up and believe them, text or scream. Like, green, like, green, like, green, like, green, like, green, like, green.
That's what it is, man. Sarge Bacardi. Shouts to Sarge Bacardi, Queens, the whole South Side, Jamaica. Topic tonight is, what is the definition of a snitch? Before we get into that, open up these lines again. I want to shout out Charlie Rock. Well, I want to shout out Mel Stacks, all my producers. Get at me. Get at me, man. TDI Rodriguez on Facebook, on Twitter. Follow me at TDINYC. Shouts to Mobster on the check-in. Shouts to Chepo. Shouts to my man Ray, who should be calling up. Stop playing. Showcase, what up, man? We got a call up on the 718. 718, what up?
What up, what up? It's Big Vice, yo. What up?
Uh-oh.
What's
something's
good?
Up. Vice rarely calls, man. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something about Vice, man. He's not a disrespectful dude, but I don't know. Something about this topic guy wanting to call up, man. What's going on, Vice? Yeah.
Just chilling, man, relaxing. It's, you know, look, I like that topic about snitches and shit. You know, I hate them niggas, babe.
Why? Why you hate them?
Because, man, niggas act gangster and shit, you know. You feed the niggas and they turn your back on you, you know.
Okay, so, Vice, let me ask you something. Where do you draw your line? Like, what do you consider a snitch and what do you do not consider a snitch? Where do you personally draw your line?
Let me tell you something. I don't got no lines drawn, my nigga. If you shit on me... and I'm feeding you or anything, you consider a snitch, my nigga. That's it.
No, but I'm not talking about you in general. I'm talking about, like, if you see, let's say that the person downstairs from you is creating a bomb or he's doing some really outlandish shit, where do you...
I ain't saying nothing. I'm moving out. I'm moving now. I see a nigga doing a bomb, I'm taking my family and I'm out. I ain't calling nobody, son.
Yo, but what about the people that live next door to you also?
That's their problem, my nigga. That's their issue, not mine. I'm moving my family. I'm out.
You know what? You got to respect that, kid.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, how y'all fellas doing?
We chilling, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to you. You know what I'm saying? Mobster called in earlier.
Big ups to Mob, CT in the building.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Shout to Grin Styles for the Apache.
Yeah. Whole
movement. I want some tattoos, man. Go check them out. GrinStyles.com. GRINSTYLEZ.com. So that's where Vice draws the line with the snitches.
He's moving
yeah,
out.
That's it. I'm moving
he's
out.
Moving out. There's somebody like creating a bomb downstairs to go bomb the fucking
he's
Empire
out.
State Building. He heard about it. He's out.
He's out. He gets any wind of it, he's out.
Yes, sir.
I mean, right, like, well, you know, we discuss it and we say it over and over. There's the line, and some people don't have the line, and some people do have the line. But, you know, but if you're definitely feeding somebody and they want to say something, that's a rat. If your hands are just as dirty as the person's hands that you're saying something on, you got no space.
Now, me and Vice is doing the bomb, and I get caught, and I say, oh, you know what, he's doing the bomb too. That's a rat.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Let's be clear on that, man. Like,
please,
you know what I'm saying?
Just move out so you be on your own. Don't worry about it.
Let me tell everybody this, man. This is my word of advice. Watch Goodfellas from beginning to the end. And when you're done with the movie, ask yourself, can you go out like Henry Hill? Can you be Ray Liotta? Was it the character Ray Liotta played? Can you live with yourself being like that?
No.
I can't.
Can you be Donnie Brasco?
Picture me looking at myself, waking up early in the morning, brushing my teeth, looking at myself in the mirror. And I know I'm a rat. Get the hell out of here.
No, but you're not Vice anymore. Remember that. Like, you now you live in Utah.
You changed your whole
name. Your name
character.
Has changed.
Everything,
now
everything.
Is, now your name is Rafael
Alejandro.
Yeah, Lady Gaga got a song about you already. Ale, ale, ale. So, shop, man. I don't know, man. I mean, yo, some people, I don't know, man. Some people. Let me ask y'all this. What do y'all people feel about Alpo from Harlem? Let me brief y'all up real quick. Alpo was getting money in Harlem, one of the biggest drug dealers in Harlem. Was also getting money out in D.C. When he got caught, he told the federal, you know, he told the feds, listen, man, y'all want me to give somebody up? I'm not giving up nobody in Harlem. I'll give y'all anybody in D.C.
Still a snitch.
How did he go out?
A snitch. Still a snitch.
But no slack gets cut for not snitching all his peoples and...
You're still a snitch no matter what. Even if it's your people or not, you're still a snitch.
You cut him the slack, give him the credit for not snitching, but he's still a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a snitch, no matter what. Even if he didn't snitch on his people, but he's snitching on someone else. No matter what, you consider a snitch.
Yep.
You understand? If you know the consequences behind the game, then don't play it.
Sit.
You understand?
You know you're going to lose at the end, don't even start.
Right.
That's deep, kid. That's deep. What I don't like is how somebody go out there and kill five people, give up the biggest drug dealers in, let's say, Atlanta, and he can walk. Automatically, the law scratches off everything he did just because he told on somebody else. I'm not feeling that.
Nope.
That's what encourages these type of people.
Yeah, man. Me, I was born and raised not to snitch. So that's how I'm going to die.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to keep it real. This is TDI speaking. I'm going to keep it 100, man. Me, myself. I never did a day in jail. I never shot nobody. I never did none of that craziness. I'm scared of losing my freedom, dog. Would I snitch to get my freedom back? Never. That's it. Because after that, my nigga, I'm afraid.
It's downhill.
But you overcome fear. Remember that. You overcome fear. But to go out and lose my dignity, dog, never be. I'm not myself no more. I might as well just be dead.
Yep. Hang yourself.
Why? Because nobody I'm around, nobody that I love, nobody that loves me is going to accept me anymore.
Yep.
So,
I agree with you 100.
Say again?
I said I agree with you 100.
It's real, man. I mean, that's just my personal opinion, vice cosign thing, you know what I mean? So it's just real, man. And I, you know, it's not that I'm, you know what I mean, I got kids. I mean, you know, I also got a family and all that, man. But
Me, I got three kids.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, a nigga like you is got less chance. I think people who got kids is less liable to snitch. They think for the sake of their kids.
I want my kids to go around and be like, oh, look, that's this guy's daughter. Her father.
Your father was a chota.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Crying like a baby. I mean,
y'all crazy,
I can't deal
man.
With that, man.
All right, man. On a lighter note, what do y'all think about the World Cup, man? If y'all following it.
Oh, Brazil all day.
God, really?
Yeah. Well, who you got, Mr. Showcase?
I ain't got until they show up.
Oh, USA, right? You had USA?
No, until they show up, Brazil, no, I ain't got nobody.
I got Brazil, man. Brazil all day, man.
I ain't got nobody. Those damn boys,
I don't care they chop up your body parts or nothing, but I still got Brazil.
Yo, hold on. That's not typecast Brazil now, like they know for chopping body parts. They know for other things.
Yeah, they do.
They know for other things like fighting. They're good. They got the best fighters in the world. They got exotic women. I mean, well, not the best, but I would say they got one of the most exotic type of women.
Harriers. I didn't say that, though.
Showcase, man. You're going to get yourself in trouble, dog.
How am I going to get... It's true.
Your clothes are going to be flying out the window soon.
They like au naturel. They like it natural.
You're gonna get
like
that dude to come after you from Street Fighter, the green guy. What's his name?
Blanca.
Yeah.
Blanca.
From Brazil, remember? Don't come electrocute your ass, B.
I like it clean. I'm sorry.
Hey, yo.
Smooth.
I don't know. That's I don't know. You think that's the end of the call for me?
All right, real quick, Bryce, before you go, you know we got to touch base on our sports, kid. This is probably the part where we lose our callers. But Carlos Zambrano, what did you think?
I don't even care about the dude. If it's not about the Yankees, I don't want to know nothing.
No, get off the phone, man. Yeah, I think this is the time when you call Eric, man. I think I heard the joint asking for another quarter.
All right, all right, all right. Did you see last night game?
That was one of the best games I saw. Doesn't surprise me, though. Doesn't surprise me. Why?
Because
the Yankees, you can't. Huh?
Yes, it did.
Nah,
that surprised me.
You got a four-run lead, my nigga. Right?
It didn't surprise me. I knew that if you let up, they're going to come back and win, of course.
Come on. How did it just come back, score four runs, and Cano hit a home run?
And the way we came back was with AAA candidates, Hoffman and
with Swagger.
That surprised me. That happened.
Just for the record,
me,
Swagger's out the door.
So who
and they came back with Swagger.
What's funny is that picture is, well, you know what, we ain't even going to get into.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Let me
take my AGA shot, and I'm good.
Oh, man.
What picture are you talking about?
What's that guy's name, man, from the Dodgers? Willis? The guy who looked like Kevin Youkilis with the beard? The guy who gave up the home run to Cano.
Phyllis,
something like that. I don't know. Wow, that's name.
I forgot.
Well, whatever. Yankees is up on the division 2 games. Red Sox is behind 2 games. 1 game over the Rays in the wild card race. So, if it started today, the Rays will go bye-bye.
But it's not starting today, so the Boston still has a chance to go bye-bye.
Better watch it before you get thrown out that window, Showcase.
You already know, son.
Yankee fan all the way. I'll fight Boston all the way. Throw me out whatever window. Yankees still prevail. I bounce right back up because look, with a team like we said it before, with a team that's playing with AAA people and their stars are not lighting up and we're still winning.
Oh, disrespectful, yo! Why you talking?
I didn't know this was center stage, the Michael K show.
Listen, it's as disrespectful as pitching to David Ortiz.
Oh yes, and striking out.
Listen, Phil Hughes. Pitch to David Ortiz. David Robinson pitches to David Ortiz. He has no fear no more.
Yo, don't talk to me about fifth starting rotation pitches, man.
Yeah, but they're pitching to David Ortiz, so I'm talking about him. And
he's not a pitcher. David Ortiz is not a pitcher. What are you talking about?
He's talking about people that were scared to pitch to David Ortiz. They would walk David Ortiz because they knew why he was capable.
And now we got our number five starter pitching to him. And not only do we have
our number five
starter pitching to him, we have our number five starter in the top 5 pitches in the league right now.
All right, we got another call up in the 914.
Whoa, let me cut you off. It's all right.
You see,
914, what up?
It's Juicy.
What up, man? What's going on?
Nothing much. You know what it is. I just left karate.
That's what's up.
What y'all?
Yeah.
We talking about boring baseball again?
Y'all know more.
You don't like that combo.
Here we go, the baseball hater.
Yeah.
Here we go. Baseball is getting good.
Is that the one that says she'll watch baseball, but she wants something in return?
Yes, that's her.
That's right.
How you doing? How you doing?
Well,
that's
soccer season. How come you guys not talking about soccer? You guys
we did for like 3 seconds.
We just spoke about soccer.
For 3 minutes?
We just spoke about it for like 3 seconds, and then it was over.
My God. What's going on in the world of baseball now?
The same old thing. Everybody's playing good. All-star weekend's coming up. What, like 2 weeks, right?
So they're actually playing now.
Yeah, it was in playing. It's April. I mean, now it's getting hot. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Okay. All right. So who's your team?
Well, me? Boston.
Yeah. Who? Boston?
Red Sox, baby.
But you're a traitor. You live in New York, aren't you?
I'm not a traitor. Since when is... Oh, my God, man.
You're a New Yorker, okay? It's Yankees.
What?
New York people like
I'm going to jump in on that. I'm from New York, right? And I don't got no New York team but the Yankees. Can't stand the Jets. Can't stand the Giants.
I'm not a
fan all day.
Yeah. Okay,
basketball,
I agree.
I can't stand the Knicks or New Jersey. Mets. I'm a Miami Heat fan. So I understand, you know, baseball. I understand TDR. I give him the little slack.
Yeah, but baseball is like, baseball is like an apple pie. You got to eat your mother's apple pie.
Ooh.
I don't know what conversation we're talking about here, man.
Yeah, I do.
Can't get a little flagrant.
I would love to hear.
I mean, it's like what I mean is, baseball is as American as apple pie. So you got to eat your homemade apple pie.
Let's see.
I'm not a fan of baseball, but I love
exactly.
it. You know what it is? I love the uniforms. To me, it's the best uniforms, the best colors. They just look good. With the tight butt and everything.
Yeah, I knew she couldn't finish that conversation.
I know.
Let's
go on.
Well,
what
do you
up,
think
man?
The girls? What do you think the girls are looking at? The bat? The ball? They're looking at the tight.
Oh my God!
We're like, ooh, we're like, ooh, look how fast he's running! Oh my God, look at his butt!
You
it's
said,
so tight.
You said you just got out of karate.
Yes.
What are they teaching me there?
What do you mean? I teach.
Because every time you call, you come out of karate, you're not fired.
For anger, right?
You have
no,
she's fired
anger.
Up, man. She's fired
you're
up.
She's wired
no,
up, son.
No,
she's like, I'm tired. She's like...
Yes, I get all this energy. You get energy when you exercise. That's
I thought
the
karate
point.
Was like supposed to be like a peace of mind. Like.
No, that's Tai Chi.
The world is butterflies and flowers.
No, that's Tai Chi.
Oh, my gosh.
What time?
Never in your life. You know I'm never doing that.
Tai Chi is more relaxing. But it's still powerful. The techniques are powerful. You could still disable somebody with Tai Chi. It looks like it's fluid and it's soft and beautiful like ballet, but it's powerful.
Soft and beautiful.
How long have you been?
Tai Chi.
How long have you been doing this karate? Again?
Five and a half years.
Wow.
Yeah. 5.5 years. I don't do splits or anything like that, but I can kick and punch. I can take a punch and I can give it.
You can kick somebody in the chin without looking crazy.
But I'm not that flexible. But if you bend down, I'll. I'll clock you in your jaw.
He'd be like, I'll kick you in your face if I could reach it.
No, I can make you bend down. That's not a problem.
Whoa.
Well, I don't know about that.
This is a family show,
flag,
damn it.
Yellow flag.
I can make you bend down.
Yellow flag. They can sit down for a minute.
Oh, well,
that's
that,
the whole point.
She can't come back next week.
Now you can beat me if we end up on the floor. I'm not good at grappling.
That's what you gotta learn.
But if we're we do that. But there's no woman. It's just me. So, you know, we don't do too much of that because I guess they don't want the 15, 16 year old boys grappling with me.
He'll love that.
Yeah, I know they love it. You know, sometimes they'll be on top of each other, and so they're like,
He won't move. He'll just be there, like, yeah.
We don't do it that often. But you know, he tries to make up. To get out of a headlock and put people in one and, you know, make them beg for mercy.
Ron Artest got to be one of the craziest people I've seen, though.
Oh, my God. Did you see the what he was wearing on Jimmy Kimball's? You saw his pants, son? Yo, this guy has yellow, purple, a black tee with an L.A. and some shoes on.
Nah, don't tell me that.
I thought he quit. I thought he was rapping.
Google it.
I thought he quit to rap. Who quit to rap?
Oh, no, but that nigga
who
ain't going nowhere,
rap?
Yo.
Yeah,
Artest ain't going Wallace nowhere.
I like Wallace. He's a crazy guy.
He's cool. TDI, Vice.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about the LeBron thing?
He's staying in Cleveland, I'll tell you that.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't think so.
I don't neither.
Well, what's the issue? Money?
No, one of his teammates slept with his moms.
That's a lie. It's not confirmed. It's not confirmed. It's not confirmed. Stop the blood clot lying.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, son.
Nah, it's on YouTube, but it's not on ESPN, man.
Oh, my goodness.
They're not going to blow it up like that.
Why not? YouTube did it.
That's embarrassing. Why would they do that if it's not
true? That's official. Who that came from? Where did that information come from?
From the internet.
Nah, that's it.
Wow.
So he's leaving Cleveland because somebody slept with his mom.
Wow.
Yo, Vice is an idiot. He could start the craziest room in the world.
But aren't they not doing good? That's why he wants to leave?
LeBron wants a ring.
LeBron is a superstar.
Oh, he wants a ring. Okay.
He wants a ring. His free agency is coming up. You know, July 1st, he starts his free agent.
Oh.
And I don't think the smartest thing to do for him is to go to the Knicks, where you will have to rebuild another team again.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'll say he'll be good? I'll say either the Heat or Chicago.
Yeah, but the Heat, you're going to go with Dwayne, what's his face?
Yeah, Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
So, yeah, I don't think
that's
so.
That's like Pippen and Jordan.
No.
It could be
Dwayne
a tag team. You could have
two different caliber players.
Why you can't
I
have both
that.
Of them in the same team?
Yeah, if they're good leaders,
so.
They could work together. It's like a
I don't think.
You're
better off having Bosh.
When you got Stockton and Malone, man, Stockton and Malone made it possible.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I think there's a lot of duos, man.
There was a lot of duos.
I think LeBron's coming here, and then I'm going to start watching basketball.
It takes LeBron to come to New York for you
to watch
basketball.
If he goes to New York, man, that's it. I'm not even watching basketball. Only when my team plays.
I make anybody a bet right now. Document this. He comes to New York, they won't get a ring in the first 3 years.
I can't
longer than that.
Of course not. Of course not. They're
well,
so you don't think you don't think he would bring the team up with you know bring up their.
It takes a lot. Yeah, but I mean, as bad as the Knicks look, they need to like. And the Knicks don't really have anybody. They don't have a bench.
Okay, so
players in New York.
David Lee.
No, there's no star players in New York.
Oh,
David
that
Lee.
Sucks.
Well, McGrady? He's damaged good.
Who, Lee?
His
Lee
is washed
about to get
up.
Him up. He's about to go to New Jersey, I heard.
Yeah, but he's their star, so.
Well, the Knicks are getting Carlos Boozer.
Oh, who the hell is that?
Wow.
Exactly.
If I don't know who that is, he can't be important. He's not a star. Carlos Boozer, is he like...
I think my opinion is the Knicks take Bosh and LeBron.
Well, Chris Bosh going to Miami. Bryce, what you think?
That's good. Kid got talent.
Everybody in top contention for him.
Well, if Bosh is going to Miami, then you got three superstars on one team.
No, because then that means LeBron ain't coming to Miami.
That's right. You don't even want him in Miami. How about that one?
He has hinted.
Nah,
Bosh
come on.
He will help
us out a lot, bro.
It won't be interesting no more. Basketball, like you know, everybody on one team. I want it to be scattered around like that. I want to look forward to playing against them. That's why.
I think the best look is Chicago. Even though they went to the playoffs without him. You know what I mean? So imagine what they could do if they have him.
You know, that's the same thing I said. I said he should go to Chicago, but he's so stuck up on this. He doesn't want to be the shadow of Michael Jordan. Shut up.
All right, look, man. It's about to be a wrap. You know what I mean? I want to blast off this Dipset joint. They got back together. The joint is fire. Vice might like this.
Yeah, I heard that, son.
Jim Jones, Joels, Cam.
Cam.
Yeah, man. Crazy. I want to thank all of y'all for calling, for real. Thank everybody else for tuning in. My baby girl, Denora, love you. Shout out to Nina. Shout out to Green Styles. Everybody who's listening, man, you know what I'm saying? I can't get to everybody, man, you know, but.
All right.
Peace.
Vote for my man, TDI. Go to www.ballsdvd.com/TDI and put your votes in.
Keep me at number one. I'm at number one right now, man. Thank you, Vice.
Oh,
thank you.
Nice.
I'm going to blast that off on Twitter in a minute, but let's go. Dipset, baby.
Shit. Think I give a fuck about sparkles? Just make sure you bring my bottle.
Let's make that a little louder, man. I want that to knock on my speakers over here, man.
Shit. Think I give a fuck about sparkles? Just make sure you bring my bottles, bitch. I'm trying to get drunk. Freaky! DJ, play that shit. Dipset. Louis Bells with the gun still tucked in them. New cars, bad bitches getting fucked in them. My Billy Jeans got 30,000 bucks in them. He's a get money nigga. Fuck with him.
Yellow gang.
Until the fans come after us. Vampire life, True Blood. Dracula. I double park cars and back traffic up. You can hear the fly bitches say he acting up.
Is that right?
Yeah, bitch, I always say acting up. I have you and your girls and both lapping up.
Listen, then she dropped it like it's hot and try to back it up. I fucked the brains out and then I told
so
her I'd get back it up.
Go. We drank rosé so we lasted up. Treat bitches like Ferrari, gas them up. She was wearing pumps, headed to the truck, riding shoddy in the Mozzie, dropped the top off.
High beam, high beam, high beam, high beam. Run a coke tonight, got a five frame.
Had to rag it out, paper plate, fag it out. Bottle out the bottle, bottle with me and snag this out. So the cash is out, you know what that about. I need your ATM, ma, ass the mouth. The MCA, mouth the ass. The handcuffs on you, Alcatraz. So run with the kid, it's coke in the house. Guns in the crib, one CNA under a bridge. And forget what you heard, come get you a bird. And hit up the curb, I lit up the herb, I'm sick with the word. I'm a shooter like Cool C, and my man Steady B. On diddly diddly, yeah, I sell heavy B.
High beam, but I'm coke tonight, got a five frame. Carry 100K right inside the coupe, nigga.
Catch me driving a Phantom like it's a sports car. Two door, drop pants, topless, sports bra. Red bone passenger and she ain't got on no bra. No panties, freaky, nasty, porn star. I be at the club ballin', all star. With more bottles at my table than a sports bar. It look like we had a champagne campaign. We do the damn thing and you won't do a damn thing. Two-steppin', bitch, I got my new hands on. I've been fly since the baby, I was airborne. Looking at me's like looking at a Lear fly. I'm so fly, I'm about to start my own airline.
High beam, but I'm coke tonight, got a five frame.
Right inside the coupe, nigga. That's right. Salute him. I know. I know you're nervous now. You're looking at me.